Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 116 of Longbox Heroes After Dark. Todd, last week's episode was a huge success.
Hot off the heels of Gallifrey Birds.
Mm-hmm.
Many interactions. I guess a lot of people commenting. Now I have to rethink my whole thing of what I was doing with you as.
What prompted DJ to just bombard you the other day with a bunch of Terry Funk promos?
Yes, the Jackass promos.
Right.
Was because, I guess, because you mentioned something on the episode about, like, you were like, you're the Jackass or something like that.
Right.
He sent me a bunch of Jackass promos, so, by Terry Funk. And he's a big
one of saying Jackass or possibly specifically calling Mick Foley a satchel ass.
Ah.
Which I don't even know what that means, but there you go.
He's got a satchel in his ass.
Right.
I don't know. But I was looking at it, and how you mentioned you kind of liked the Aztec one,
mm-hmm.
It makes me think, like, rethink all the ones that I've picked for the future. I'm like, okay, I'm wondering if I have to change them to scene-chewing villains, if that would make you happy.
Well, I told you, if that one guy shows up, whether he's playing the same role or not, you know.
Well, he won't play the same role, but.
Okay, well, earmark those ones.
Right.
As goodies.
Right, but see, the thing is, he only appears in one that they don't have the full episodes of, I think.
And
then the next time he appears, he's only in, like, one episode of five or six. As, like, you know, crewman number four, so.
Oh, so it's not like a big role.
Right, it's not a big role. But I was watching one, I won't mention any names, this week, and the guy was just so over the top. And it's kind of a, you know, not like a classic episode, like one of the great episodes ever. And it's like, people are like, an episode. But I'm like, man, there's like two or three just scene-chewing villains in this, and I'm like, is this the episode I should show Joe? Not like the classic, like, written ones where, like, people actually think it's really, really good. Should I just give you the zaniness that you seem to appreciate? I don't know. I'm lost now. I'm off kilter.
Well, listen, you now have an idea of my sensibilities when it comes to this Doctor Who sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you know what, at least, I'm just saying, test it out.
Okay.
Test these theories out. Like, if you think that you're like, no, I'm going to go with this classic one that everyone knows and loves, and then I see it and I'm like, nah, it was okay. You know, gauge the response for future choices.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Good to know. And you just keep giving me poly dangerously tuxedo matches.
This list is set in stone.
Okay, I know.
I don't want to spoil anything for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Not that any of this will make any sense to you, but there is at least of the events that are less that I know for 100% sure there are three more Polly Dangerously appearances.
Oh my goodness.
Possibly a fourth. I don't. Well, no, wait
remember.
A minute.
There might be five.
There's definitely four. Possibly a fifth.
Oh my goodness. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Custom tailoring wrestling.
And that's the thing. It's not like I'm like, oh, I know Todd likes Paul E. It's more or less like I cultivated this list actually like well over a year ago.
Right.
Among some of the greatest minds in the world of professional wrestling.
Oh boy.
And I said, here's like 15 or 20 that I have. I need to pare it down to 12. Which ones are definites, which ones are, you know, whatevers. Then I had to explain to them why I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, okay. And this is what we kind of narrowed it down to. Now, as it gets a little bit later on, there's going to be, like, two oddball ones that are on there.
Right.
Then I'm like, no, I have a good feeling about this one, I have a good feeling about that one. And they're like, oh, okay, I understand why you're putting them on there. But these are the ones that, like, kind of historically go down as, like, yes. Whether it be like a one match thing or an overall event thing, or like the story of something on the show is strong enough that it carries the pay-per-view. But like this Great American Bash one, I had to go, and like, you know, that's why I had to skip around, because there was a lot of filler matches on it.
Mm-hmm.
I already have the next one ready to go, like when we do it next at the end of this month. I have the next one ready to go. Now, I also have it as well with the 30-minute pre-show, but I haven't gotten a chance to watch the 30-minute pre-show to see if it's worth your precious time.
Right.
But there is absolutely parts. There's like two full matches on this show that are just getting outright skipped. It's just like, nope, just go past all this garbage.
I love when you do that.
Yeah.
So do you know how long, like, on an average, some of these shows will be then?
Well, just as an example, this next one that I'm giving you, when it's all said and done and the smoke is cleared, it has a runtime.
Okay.
Okay, I gotta see where I was there. It's thinking.
See, I'm glad that you have a brain trust. Nobody helped me with mine. This is all Todd. So
right, because most Doctor Who fans are brain dead anyway, so why even bother?
They're loners.
Not by choice, by restraining orders.
That's right. Some choose the life of a loner. Some have it thrust upon them.
Oh, what was it when I tweeted it out that I had to watch that?
Yep.
And Brother Words was like, oh, is that from when the doctor looked like he'd be frequenting creeping around like playgrounds or something?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, nah, that's all the doctors.
Oh, big 80s hair.
Okay, so, just as an example, the file for this next one that I'm giving you is 3 hours and 10 minutes.
Okay.
There's a is very that with good pre-show? Chance that's cutting off the half-hour pre-show.
So it's 3.5 without the pre-show.
No, it's 3 minutes and 10 with the pre-show.
Three hours and ten. Gotcha.
Right? And then there is a very good chance, and again, let me just look here. Okay, so 105.
Math. It gives a riveting podcast.
And then there's a good, like, half-hour chunk in the middle that's just getting scrapped.
So just on a whim, like 2.5 hours, probably?
I would say about two and a half on the... It could be 2.5 on the good side, or it could be, like, 2:10 on... Like, 2:10, 2.5.
All right, that's about where some of the Doctor Who episodes will chime in at.
Right.
Because it gets crazy. Some of them, like, the second Doctor... And the third Doctor, they don't have any rhyme or reason. Usually they're 4 to 6 episode storylines, but like it's like the second Doctor will be like, all right, we have 1-4-1, but here's a 7-1, and here's a 6-1, and there's no like rhyme or reason to it. And the problem is he had most of his wiped away the recordings. They were recorded over, so I only have a few to choose from, and if I either I could either choose a crappy short one that even I don't like.
Right.
Or I have to choose one of the longer ones because that's all I have to choose from.
Okay.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I do.
So it's like I'm trying to be fair, but I'm like, okay, some of them might be shorter later on. So I'm like, you might get a long one here or there. That's why I was trying to figure out, you know, for the interest of fair play.
Yeah.
That wrestling's known for.
We'll cross these bridges when we get to them.
That's right. You'll sleep through most of them anyway.
No. Listen, I give him my undivided attention.
You wish it was divided. But I think we're going to get some good play from this here on out.
All right. So let's get into this week. The Super Bowl just happened this past week.
Ugh, yes, it did.
The only things I watched of the Super Bowl was 2 commercials and the halftime show.
Lady Gaga, who crushed it.
That was the consensus at the Sposto household, yes.
Mm-hmm. Coming in on wires, the safest thing a person can do in a giant stadium. What?
Should costume changes? I was impressed by the costume changes.
Somebody had a great thing. Remember she jumped off the thing and caught the football?
Yeah.
Somebody was like, oh, well, the Cleveland Browns are looking to sign her. Because she can catch a pass.
Was it you who tweeted out about her? She should play Dazzler?
Oh, she was totally auditioning for the role of Dazzler at the halftime show with that eye makeup and stuff.
Right.
Oh, my God. I was like, just give it to her. What? You don't think she'd do a good Dazzler movie?
I think she'd be just fine.
Oh, I don't know. Can she roller skate, though?
They could fix that in with CGI.
And do fix that in post.
Right. Important business happening here.
Uh-oh. All
season events.
He's in the chain. No. Oh, my goodness.
We're in this between seasons on Marvel Puzzle Quest, so, you know.
Oh.
A lot of important stuff going on. So, you were tweeting out ratings for the commercials.
Yes, not
you
how many people were
Madison
watching.
Madison Avenue on notice.
I'm sorry, what?
You put Madison Avenue on notice.
I was
Here's
like,
what
this
Todd
is...
thinks of your precious commercials.
They need to know. They need to know what Todd has to say about their the way they're promoting their products.
So, the only two commercials I saw was the new teaser for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which looked fantastic.
Right, but again, I didn't need to see that. It was just one of those deals where I got like a Facebook notification that James Gunn was live on Facebook doing an introduction to the trailer about to be on. So I'm like, oh, I'll watch James Gunn talk about it, and then they show the trailer. So I'm like, oh, I'm already here, so I'm watching it.
Yep.
And then the other commercial I watched was the Pizza Hut commercial with George Takei.
Oh my.
Oh my. I love George. And that's it. Mm-hmm. That was my Sunday.
That was your Sunday with the cherry on top?
Yes.
I watched all of it. I tapped out on the commercials because a lot of them weren't very good. Like H&R Block commercials aren't very fun, but they had a few good ones. So and I was like, oh well, hey. And the Logan trailer got rid of the Johnny Cash song to go to Pirates of the Caribbean. So I was like, oh, I guess they have a strict rule: the Cash Estate only one song per Super Bowl.
Or one trailer at a time.
Right, yeah, that's it. Can't be mixing it up. But it was the commercials weren't that great, but the game was one of the greatest games ever until Tom Brady won.
It's almost like it's almost like football isn't real or something.
Oh. Where have I heard that before?
I don't know.
Gets funnier every time.
Oh, you mean the most popular player, the most polarizing figure, not John Cena, in the sport, had a miraculous fourth quarter and saved the game and all this other jazz?
That's right. Do you know how much I hate Tom Brady?
How much do you hate Tom Brady?
Just
a few weeks ago, you were calling him Tom Terrific. Now, all of a sudden, you're changing your tune. What happened, Todd?
No, Tom Terrific is sarcastic.
Oh, I didn't get the sarcasm. I'm sorry.
Tom Terrific. Like I said, this is why I hate... And it's total jealousy. It's total jealousy. 5 Super Bowl wins in 7 appearances.
Right.
So he lost 2. So he sucks because of those 2.
Right.
The man is rich beyond belief.
Right.
But he's not the breadwinner of the family.
Right.
Do you know who's the breadwinner of the family?
Yeah, Giselle.
His supermodel wife.
Giselle Bündchen.
Bündchen. So he's got that going for him. So, and he's still, like, you know, at 39, 40, he's still fighting away. He could have 3 more Super Bowls in him because, you know, it's a work.
Right.
And that goes on. And I said, and when it's all said and done, I've said this and it keeps getting bigger in my head, is after he retires from football, he's going to cure cancer. At the exact moment, he's the first man to step on Mars. That's what's going to happen. It's just going to keep going up. He's just going to keep doing things.
There is an episode of 30 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
where John Hamm plays a doctor who starts dating Liz Lemon.
Right.
And it is while he is dating Liz that she learns that the reason he is a doctor and is so good at all of these things is because he's attractive. People let him win. People just, like, approach him on the street and give him things and tell him, you know, how smart he is and all this other stuff because he lives in the bubble of being attractive. Now, isn't Tom Brady a somewhat attractive man with a very attractive wife?
It has been said so.
Okay. You don't look at Tom that way because...
I don't look at beauty. I see the inner person.
All right. Fair enough. You're not shallow like me.
No. Shallow Joe.
So... what if they, like, the world just decided, we're going to allow this handsome man to have football. But once he's done with football, he's done. We're not going to give him anything else. And then once he gets out of the real world, quote unquote, outside of the bubble, and he sees that he's not the best at everything, and then life is, then he finds out, much like the viewing public of the NFL, that his life is a sham.
I would be fine with that.
Okay.
I don't like Tom Brady.
That's the elaborate storyline I just created in my head about Tom Brady.
And now you understand how my reality works.
Okay.
You just made up a whole story that you believe in your head, and that's the way it's going to be from here to the end of time. You just used the Todd formula.
I probably will not give Tom Brady another thought unless he does a run in at WrestleMania.
Which is, he might win the belt. He might come in and win the belts. Just run in. Is it anywhere in New England, WrestleMania?
No, they're in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, well, he might be there for his, because he won the Super Bowl, so he's going to Disney World.
Right.
So he might be there.
Did you see this news about a movie that's being made about the world of professional wrestling?
I heard that a very special wrestler is getting a movie made about them.
About their life, about their family.
Oh, boy.
That The Rock is involved with, and they're doing the... I wonder how deep they're going to go into this young lady's current life.
I hope they stop when she wins the belt. That's when they have to peek it and get out.
Right. The... go out on a high note, pun intended.
I was going to say, unless they go further, then I think Jenna Coleman from Doctor Who fame should play Paige as the wrestler.
Right.
And I will play the loud whistler.
You'll play the loud whistler?
Yes.
No, will it be insulting to you when they dub in a different whistle for you?
Oh, no, I don't care. That's fine. I might take performing enhancing whistling drugs. You never know.
Oh, yeah?
Do they have those? The whistling performance enhancers?
Well, I know there's a couple that kind of open up your passageways a bit.
Okay. I'll take all of those. I have to learn how to circle my hand above my head while I'm on the... I don't know. If I climb all the way up to the second rope, I might get winded.
What you do is it's like the gimmick that you do when you're supposed to do when you're a celebrity and you throw out the first pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You fake it.
Where right.
You go out to the pitcher's mound, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you wave to everyone, and then you take like a big step forward to let the people soak it in a little bit more. Then you take another big step forward so more people can get. Then maybe you do one more move so now you're at the bottom of the pitcher's mound. And yep. You just gave yourself like an extra 15 feet.
That's right.
Instead of actually legitimately trying to throw it from the pitcher's mound, which is a very difficult task to do if you are not an athlete.
Well, have you seen me, Joe? Of course I'm an athlete.
Right.
Oh.
Unrelated to anything else.
Right.
Todd.
Yes.
You had a social media interaction this week.
I had many social media interactions. You might have to narrow it down.
Specifically one on Facebook.
Okay, that does narrow it down.
Right, it narrows it down to one. So I'm not sure how deep you want to get into this.
Well, we could go as deep as one. Ask away.
Okay.
I'm an open book on this.
So I'm going to not use any names unless you are okay with using names.
Okay.
Someone who is the co-host of this podcast.
Right.
I'm amusing myself to no end. Approximately, as we were attempting to figure this out, how long this has been going on for, when did this unnamed co-host of this podcast have their heart kerfuffle?
3 years ago in this last November.
Okay. Remember when me and this unnamed person had a discussion like the week before that we were going to add a segment to the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
That we were going to do an update of what the status of this missing original art was going to be, these sketches.
Right.
And then again, of course, we took a week off because of this person who was on names issues.
Right.
And so at the very least, this has been going on for over 3 years.
Right. But there's more to it than that.
Okay, so go ahead.
Okay, it's been...
The person is Todd. I'm talking about Todd.
Okay, glad you... Spoiler alert. It started somewhere around 7 years ago.
Right. I was going to say it had to be at least 2009 or 10 when it originally began.
Right. So, sketches were ordered. Many. I don't know the number off the top of my head because I don't have a list in front of me.
From a very famous, prominent comic book artist.
Right, who we probably talked about on the show with the main show probably within the past, I don't know, days. And so I ordered them, and I got a few of them. Like, I got, like, a couple.
Okay.
But then it took a while, and it stopped. And then around about a year before the kerfuffle, I got more. So it's not like it was 7 or 6 years at that time. And then I had a piece of artwork from them that I spent a lot of money that I bought off of eBay off of them.
Yes.
And I asked them to add something for me. And they did for free as a kind of here, I'm sorry. Which I thought was, you know, a nice gesture. But then I've been waiting, you know, off and on 7 years to get my stuff. He decides that his new favorite thing is these, I don't know how you say it, Copic markers, maybe?
Okay.
Copic markers. I don't know. They're colored markers. So now he does all his sketches in color. And he decided since the first of the year to do one sketch a year or one sketch a day as a warm up, whatever. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Well, the other day, he decided on his Facebook page to put out, I've been doing this, you know, since day one. Now they're all on my Big Cartel page where you can go buy them. And I went, that's bullshit. That's bull. Now you're just like, while you have my money, you're putting out, you're drawing, you could find the time to draw a sketch a day. But you can't find the time to draw my sketches. So I basically just, I kind of lost it, and I just blurted it out on his Facebook page. Like, right in the middle. I was like, I don't, you know what? What's the worst that can happen at this point? I don't get them. He comes to my house and takes some that I have already. That's the only thing that can make it worse.
So Todd's exact remark on his Facebook wall, while everyone's like, beautiful, let me know when I could buy, when you're doing Captain America, because I want to buy that. Oh, great, you know. So Todd's response, if you're trying to do one a day, how about you do the ones that you owe people from years ago? I know I've waited patiently, but putting out new ones to sell while you're sitting on my money this long is just unprofessional.
Okay, and I have to ask you, because I was hot at the time.
Yes.
What do you think of that post?
That is relatively tame.
Okay.
Outside, now I will say this, a lot of times throwing around the word unprofessional to someone who caters themselves as a professional stings more than a million fucks or, you know, whatevers or hacks or whatever it is. But you threw in there the two main things. You called him unprofessional. and you brought up money.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad in any way, shape, or form. I would say overall, on a scale of 1 to 10, the remark was maybe like a 6.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could have been, like, vicious. You could have, like, gone into even more great detail of, like, it's been this long, and here's how much I paid, and here's how long it took this one to come in. Here's how many times I've contacted you, and, like, included screenshots of, like, all the different times that you've contacted him, and said, oh, yeah, I'll bring him to this convention that we're both going to, and then a week later, it's like, oh, I thought you said some other convention that isn't even remotely close to this one.
You remember that story,
Todd,
huh?
I am a Todd aficionado. I listen when you talk. I'm the one.
Oh, boy. I'm glad there's one.
When they've been making... They're going to make a story of Paige's life. They're going to need information about one of her ex-husbands. I'm on the movie as a consultant.
Oh, boy. You perro.
I can't whistle right now. There you go. We'll fix that in post.
There you go.
So
you'll make it louder?
Yes.
Okay.
So you put this message on his Facebook, and I took a screenshot of it, only because I was afraid he would maybe delete it.
It's still there.
All right. So what happens next?
Next, I get a message on Facebook. Within a couple of hours, maybe.
Okay.
I get, which ones do I still owe you? And I write back a Dimitri with his faceplate open, smiling. Because I put some of them, you know, blah, blah, blah. I think somebody's going to be able to figure out who this artist is by the characters I've asked for. Wink. A Lobo and a Mr. Miracle. All just pencils. That's because he's doing the Copic now and I want them to match. The blah, 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 the ones that I've had from years ago, from at least 3 years ago. That was on Saturday of this week. I have heard nothing from him.
Hmm.
So I will see if I get them, if I get a message. In there, Josh was busting me because along the way, he asked me, he's like, oh, well, this is taking so long. Maybe I'll throw you a Dr. Fate as a freebie because, you know, Dr. Fate is just basically three lines and some eye holes. I'm like, that's up to you. And Josh is like, you should have pushed for the free one. I'm like, at this point, all I want is what I paid for.
Right. When there are so many times, well, so many, not, okay. There's situations like this where it's been going on for as long as it has been, whatever it is, and they're offering up all these make goods. The make good that you need to do is give me what I'm owed. Nothing mm-hmm. more, nothing less.
Right. So, yeah. So, do you know what makes me genuinely sad, Joe? And this is going to sound stupid.
Holy cow. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What, me? Is this because of
no,
what
go
I
ahead.
Said?
I just wanted to see how much he charges for these sketches. Go ahead.
Right. So, what do I want to say? If I get these three sketches, I need, for my complete collection that I wanted to get, I need three more. And it makes, and I'll never see those three. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't have Joe Sposto CD, but I do have OCD.
There you go.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I want the completion of it, and I'm wondering what's going to happen next time we see each other. Like, I don't know. It does. It bothers me. It really does.
No, I get you. And I just want to remark, of course, that he put up some 21 sketches.
Mm-hmm.
And there were more because a lot of these ones that he put up are no longer on the site. And he charges a couple bucks for those.
Oh, they ain't cheap.
Nope.
I'll tell you, I won't talk money on here because that, you know, that's not my style.
Right.
I will tell you off the air what I don't think. I think he charged me less for the ones that I'm getting.
Well, inflation.
For inflation. No, but there. I don't know. It's just if I gave you the money, okay. You know what? I'm gonna look really quick, Joe.
All right, go ahead.
I have a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I have bought 15 head sketches off of him since we've met.
Is that 15 in hand, or is that including the ones that are unaccounted for?
Those are 15 in hand.
So, and there's another 3 unaccounted for.
Right. So it would be 18 paid for. 18 paid for. And if he drew, he would get 3 more paychecks.
Right. I tell you, man. You handled this in a very professional manner. You could have been a lot more mean about it. In my mind, you had every right to be. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's all.
So you might be buying sketches in the future.
Never.
This is... I got a whole scam I'm working out with you.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Have you run this scam by Stan Malibu?
I was thinking about using him. If there's anybody who could scam, it would be him.
Right.
But... Now I'm all worked up. All
right, good. Thanks for listening, everybody. Unless there's anything else you need to would like to mention.
No, I'm good.
All right. Soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com, longboxheroes.com, use our Amazon link, buy stuff, etc. Gallifrey Birds 2 will be coming at the end of February. So if I look at a calendar here, we will make the announcement in a week, actually, just because the way that things shake out with...
Not necessarily. Oh, yes, yes, the way things shake out, yes.
Right. No, we'll make the announcement in 2 weeks, because it'll be like the first episode of the month is the way that it works out.
Is that the way it works out?
Yeah, because the first episode dropped on the 3rd.
Right, okay, yes.
So then the next one would drop on the 3rd. So 2 weeks we'll make the announcement, 3 weeks will be the episode.
Cool beans.
Yeah, buddy. Thanks for listening, everybody. Longbox Heroes After Dark 116, and we'll catch you next week.